Then the dog said, "Wait a minute, he has not made a bargain with me, or with all proper dogs after me." And he showed his teeth and said, "If you are not kind to the baby while I am in the cave for always and always and always, I will hunt you till I catch you, and when I catch you I will bite you, and so shall all proper dogs do after me." "Ah," said the woman, listening, "this is a very clever cat, but he is not so clever as the dog." Cat counted the dog's teeth, and they looked very pointed, and he said, "I will be kind to the baby while I am in the cave, as long as he does not pull my tail too hard, for always and always and always. But still, I am the cat that walks by himself, and all places are alike to me." "Not when I am near," said the dog. "If you had not said that last, I would have shut my mouth for always and always and always. But now I am going to hunt you up a tree whenever I meet you, and so shall all proper dogs do after me." Then the man threw his two boots and his little stone axe, that makes three, at the cat, and the cat ran out of the cave, and the dog chased him up a tree. And from that day to this, best beloved, three proper men out of five will always throw things at a cat whenever they meet him, and all proper dogs will chase him up a tree. But the cat keeps his side of the bargain too. He will kill mice, and he will be kind to babies when he is in the house, just as long as they do not pull his tail too hard. But when he has done that, and between times, and when the moon gets up and night comes, he is the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to him. Then he goes out to the wet wild woods, or up the wet wild trees, or on the wet wild roofs, waving his tail and walking by his wild lone.